The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 Monday that Oklahoma's lethal injection protocol is constitutional, finding that the use of the sedative midazolam in a 3-drug cocktail does not violate the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. The central issue in the case was whether the drug can be used in executions without violating the Constitution. Oklahoma was one of a small number of states that incorporated midazolam into a new lethal injection formula after drugs for the established protocol became harder to acquire. The case was brought by Richard Glossop, a longtime Oklahoma death row inmate, and 20 other prisoners. It was the first capital punishment case taken up by the Supreme Court since 2008, when the justices upheld Kentucky's 3-drug combination in Bays v. Reese. Then, too, the court found that the drug cocktail did not violate the Eighth Amendment. But since then, the landscape has dramatically shifted as states have experimented with new drug combinations in response to dwindling supplies of drugs for established lethal protocols. Last year, the executioners of 3 separate inmates, Dennis McGuire in Ohio, Clayton Lockett in Oklahoma, and Joseph Wood in Arizona, appeared to experience serious problems in rendering those inmates unconscious. All 3 were given midazolam as part of the cocktail of drugs, raising questions about its effectiveness. A number of anesthesiologists have criticized states' use of the drug, saying it's not an appropriate anesthetic to use during an execution because it doesn't induce a full state of unconsciousness, potentially leading to a painful execution that could be considered cruel and unusual. In Lockett's execution, which was at the heart of the case, the inmate apparently woke up during the procedure after officials had trouble securing an IV in Lockett's arms. They eventually placed an IV in Lockett's groin, where it became dislodged, allowing midazolam to leak into the inmate's surrounding tissues instead of the bloodstream. The execution lasted almost 45 minutes. Afterwards, Oklahoma suspended future executions and changed its lethal injection policies. Meanwhile, death row inmate Charles Warner and 20 other inmates sued the state over the practice. Warner was executed in January. In December, a district court concluded that midazolam rendered inmates insensitive to pain, but the plaintiffs argued there was no evidence to support that and appealed. The case ultimately turned on a very narrow question, whether midazolam sufficiently induced unconsciousness in which an inmate would not feel pain from 2 other drugs being administered, especially potassium chloride, which one inmate described during an execution as feeling as if he were on fire. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, 4 states, Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Oklahoma, have used the drug during executions, while 5 other states have proposed administering it. This article posted by Josh Sanborn.